This is Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare from Rock 94.7.
Welcome to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Tonight's guest is a founding member of one of the most influential death metal bands to come out of Sweden, Ola Lindgren of Grave. Their new album, Endless Procession of Souls, comes out August 28th, and they'll be hitting the road with Morbid Angel and Dark Funeral this fall. Ola, welcome to Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare.
Thank you so much, Terry.
Now, Ola, Grave's first full-length album came out over 20 years ago. You're getting ready to release Grave's 10th full-length album. What do you think that kid from 1986, just getting started in the band Corpse, would say if he saw you today?
Well, I'm pretty amazed myself, really. It sure doesn't feel like 20 years at all. It's just been going on and on and on. I mean, we put out albums pretty consistently every second or third year, and it's just been snowballing, and here we are 20 years later, and I'm just very happy and proud and fortunate to still be doing this after this long time. So, but I sure as hell didn't think back then that this would be possible even.
Well, I mean, especially today when half the world's stealing music from the internet. I mean, it's a testament that you guys are able to go out there and still sell copies of albums and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, that's the main thing that keeps us going. That we have labels that kind of trust in us and that stand behind us, and also that there's still fans out there that are interested in hearing new stuff and come see us live. So we're kind of fortunate, I think.
Now, we've seen, we've heard a couple of advanced singles from the album, but as far as the entire piece, are we going to expect any stylistic shifts to the Grave sound on Endless Procession of Souls?
I think it's a very well thought through album. I think it's more about songwriting than we've been earlier on. I mean, like presenting every song or every track as a song with a clear chorus part and a clear, all the songs are pretty structured that way, that it's pretty very easy to understand and very easy to listen to, and with a definite chorus in there. So it's very much what we've always been doing, but maybe a little bit more thought put into it, and just very brutal, straightforward, heavy, groovy death metal.
A bit more focused this time around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Ola, you're getting ready to hit the road for a fall tour with Dark Funeral and Morbid Angel. You've toured the world over the years. What's the most memorable moment from the road that you can share with our audience without attracting the attention of law enforcement? Now, keep in mind, being a foreigner, you may have diplomatic immunity.
Yeah, I'm sure I will have. It's just there's so much stuff that has happened. I think one of the most memorable things, not a specific moment, but the first tour we ever did after the Into the Grave album was released in 91, we toured in the fall there with here in Europe with Malevolent Creation. It was our first tour ever outside of Sweden, our first gigs out of Sweden at any time. And together with those guys, it was just pure mayhem for 4 weeks, and we had so much fun and kind of learned everything from scratch. You know, we had no idea what touring was all about, and it was just a very cool experience with a bunch of very cool guys, and we still share memories every time I meet Phil or Brett or one of those guys. We still share memories from that tour, so that will be one of the strongest things I will always remember.
Now, Ola, Grave has had a number of lineup changes over the years, leaving you as the only constant member. What does it take to be a member of Grave?
I would say we always try to get people in that are that work like socially in the band, that we have the same kind of focus on what we're doing and the chemistry, because you spend more time off stage than on stage. I mean, I could stand an hour on stage with someone that really didn't like or got along with, but off stage, the other 23 hours of the day when you're in a bus or at an airport or wherever, that's the most important thing that has to work, the chemistry behind. And to be, we're just a bunch of friends, really. And I'm fortunate enough to found people I think that have that chemistry with me, and also that are great at what they're doing on their instruments.
When you look at some of the splits that are in the news these days, I mean, you have, they're not in the death metal genre, but you look at Queensryche and the falling out they've had with their lead singer, Jeff Tate. You look at some of the turmoil that Anthrax has had with their vocalist, Joey Belladonna, and John Bush. Do you think that some bands overlook that social element when it comes to hiring new members?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's funny you mentioned Queensryche. I actually read that whole thing today on Blabbermouth. I heard about it, but I never really read it. And sitting this afternoon, I had really nothing to do, and I read the whole thing. And it's just they should have made their own TV show out of that. I would have seen that. And I'm listening to Empire at the moment as well. So it's been quite a Queensryche day. There's got to be something missing, definitely, if you don't have that. I don't have no idea how you could fit into a band at that level, especially at that level that they were at least, and not having friends around you. You know, it's just really beyond me. I have no idea how you could do that.
I read that story in Blabbermouth too, and I mean, my mouth was agape just reading about how things had shifted with the management. It's just mind blowing. Hopefully, yeah. Grave hasn't had that level of drama with the personnel.
No, not at all, really. We might quarrel about if someone tries to hook up with the hottest girl at the place when somebody already scoped her out. But they'll definitely go away after a couple of drinks.
There you go. You're listening to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a three-hour metal show heard every single Saturday night from 9 until midnight, Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7 and 102.9 in Central Wisconsin, and worldwide online at rock947.com. Our interview with Ola Lindgren of Grave continues. Now, Ola, I apologize if you've been asked this before, but my research didn't turn anything up. Are you related to Swedish Olympic handball player Per Ola Marcus Lindgren?
No.
You're not. I had to ask. I'm doing some digging, looking for some background, and I'm like, well, they kind of sort of look alike, but maybe. So,
yeah, he's a couple of years older than me, probably, and he's had his own pretty amazing career as well, but it's really not me.
Okay,
that we share the same name. Yeah,
gotcha. Are you following the Olympics at all?
Not at all, really. No, I heard or saw in the newspaper we had a gold 2 days ago, I think, in some sailing class or whatever. Some and I have no idea why you would consider sailing a sport. It's ridiculous. You know, you could might as well have fishing in there.
it does seem a bit off, doesn't it? Maybe professional typing, perhaps. There you go.
Yeah.
Now, Ola, do you work a day job in addition to your work with Grave?
I don't at the moment. I haven't since I think 2006 or 2007. I've been kind of managing the band. I've been booking the band. I've been taking care of all the business stuff since then. And all I do except this is I have the studio where we recorded the new album. We moved our location and built a brand new studio from scratch earlier on this year, and that's what I'm trying to focus on doing between tours and stuff. And just something I really enjoy, and hope to get some more work in through there, mixing or recording other bands.
Now, do you engage in any creative outlets besides music?
Not really, except, well, I do drink sometimes. I smoke. What else? I walk around town sometimes, let chicks look at me, but that's pretty much it.
We will get more into how you maintain your chiseled physique here in just a sec. I want to get to something else first, though. On July 20th, you posted, "We just passed 20,000 likes today on this godforsaken piece of crap social network page. Thanks, guys and gals." Are you not a fan of the Facebook and the Twitter?
Not really. I mean, it's a great, great way of communicating and keeping up to date with fans and interacting with fans. I'm pretty much more pissed off about my own page. I can't for the life see. I don't have any use for it, really. And it's just people bugging me all the time with stuff that has to do with Grave. And I mean, I'm actually considering closing my own page and just doing whatever I do through the Grave page, because people I know, they actually have a way of getting hold of me. They have my phone number or my email. So it's that part of it. For the band, it's great. It's a killer way to update and interact with fans. But personally, I really don't have too much use of it. It's more a nuisance, I would say.
Now, Ola, you also have a non-death metal side project called Red Scream. Have you guys finally found a lead vocalist for this project?
I think we have, yeah. I cannot really give you his name yet, but we had a meeting here like 2 weeks ago, I think, here in Stockholm, with a guy that most probably will do this with us. Very talented guy. He's done a lot of stuff already, and he has an amazing voice for what we want to do. So I really hope that works out, and I'm going to try to do some demos or promo stuff later on this year after our tours, and shop it around, and hopefully see if we can get a label to pick us up.
We look forward to hearing it. Now, Ola, a while back, you started a blog about what you call the Lindgren diet, where you shared your daily diet and fitness regimen, and typical entries read like this. Let's see. For breakfast, you had a ham and cheese sandwich with mayo and potato chips, 2 Heinekens, 4 cigarettes. You didn't eat lunch. Dinner, you went to a diner. You had a BLT, a bunch of beers. Let's see, daily exercise. You did some stretching. You pulled your groin and felt so good you had to do it again. You list your cigarette intakes, about 32 per day. Your snooze, your alcohol intake, up to 13 beers. Are you still on the Lindgren diet?
Yeah, not as far as I am on. And I have to pick that up again, definitely, when I get on tour again. It was just so much work, too. I kind of wish I could have followed that through all the way through the tour, but it was really a lot of work, writing down every day, everything I ate, keeping track of cigarettes, beers, and then trying to keep it updated the next day or the same day all the time. But it's definitely something I'll pick up again when we go on the road here later on this year.
Is this basically you issuing a challenge to Lemmy from Motorhead that, hey, I can hang, bro?
not a bad idea.
I'm looking at the list here and I'm thinking, good God, if I did this for a week, I'd drop dead. Your constitution must be incredible.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm blessed in one way. I mean, I'm not gaining like 6 ounces on a tour where everybody else gains like 20 pounds or something from eating just junk food all the time. And I haven't put on any weight since I was 18 probably. And I just have a super hyper metabolism and I can eat whatever I want, which is probably not good in another way. My arteries and heart probably look like inside, but I feel pretty good for being 41 and still young at mind. So it's just a matter of keeping it going, you know, till I drop someday.
There you go, man. You're listening to 13 Questions on Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a 3-hour metal show heard every single Saturday night from 9 until midnight, Central Standard Time on Rock 94.7 and 102.9 in Central Wisconsin, and worldwide online at rock947.com. Our interview with Ola Lindgren of Grave continues. Ola, I have to ask this. It's my duty as a journalist to ask this. With you being from Sweden, the Muppets Swedish Chef, is he a cultural insult or a cultural icon?
I would say an icon, but he doesn't speak Swedish at all, really, which is the weird thing. and I don't know. People say that they think that Swedish sound like that, but well, it's hard for me to say because I know how we speak, but it's definitely an icon, I would say. He's helped to push the Swedish name and spread news in our country around the world. So,
who would you say is a better representation of Scandinavian culture, the Swedish chef or the guitarist from Death Clock?
Swedish chef.
Awesome, awesome. Oh, now you've done a ton of interviews over the years. You've been asked a lot of stupid questions by stupid DJs such as myself. Is there a question you wish someone would ask you in an interview, but nobody ever does?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think I've ever been asked that, so that's a good one. First of all, well, you asked the handball question, which I don't think I've ever heard that before, but I've been wondering when it was going to come, because I know if you Google my name, that's what comes up pretty in the top five there. I can't really think of anything like straight off the bat like that, but that's a good one. I never heard that before.
Well, that's what we go for here on Scary Terry Saturday Nightmare Expert Journalism. I have to say it with a question mark at the end, so.
Yes, definitely.
That is Ola Lindgren of Grave, their new album, Endless Procession of Souls. It comes out August 28th. Make sure you pick it up when you do. Like them on Facebook, even though Ola hates Facebook, and follow them on Twitter, and make sure you see them on the road with Morbid Angel and Dark Funeral this fall. Ola, thank you so much for being a part of Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare, man.
Thank you so much, Terry. My pleasure.
And thank you for listening to 13 Questions with Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare. I'm Terry Stevens. Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare is a 3-hour metal show heard every single Saturday night from 9 until midnight on Rock 94.7 and 102.9 in central Wisconsin and worldwide online at rock947.com. We have lots of other 13 Questions interviews that you can listen to. You can find them in the podcast section of rock947.com. Next time you're on Facebook, give Scary Terry's Saturday Nightmare a like. You can follow me on Twitter. It's @TerryRock947. Thanks for listening.